Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
5:50 it is. The scientists are discovering the new coronavirus strain that has been named by the World Health Organization as... I'll get to the name shortly. Actually, I had it in front of me and it's all disappeared. That resulted, of course, in the United Kingdom being the first of many countries to follow to ban any travel to and from South Africa. We know here in Cape Town, particularly, we rely heavily on the international visitors from the UK, from Europe and other parts of the world for the summer season. And James Foss is a mayoral committee member for economic growth at the City of Cape Town. Joins me on the line now. James, firstly, congratulations on returning to the mayoral committee membership of the City of Cape Town following the election of Jordan Hill Lewis as mayor of Cape Town. I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful and challenging next 5 years. And secondly, the impact of this decision on Cape Town. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa, and thank you very much. Yes, it was an extremely bitter pill to swallow because the excellent work of our world-class scientists obviously now led to the travel bans rapidly being imposed on us from our key source markets. Now, Africa, while these measures are certainly inconvenient and disruptive, I do hope that it is simply a temporary precaution until more facts are known, because it's going to have a substantial impact on local tourism. And seeing the impact on individuals such as the stranded passengers at Cape Town International Airport, as well as people working in the hospitality industry, has been heartbreaking.
Omicron, of course, is not only in South Africa now, but in a number of countries, Australia being the latest of the countries to detect the variant in its borders. Do we have a handle from the operators in Cape Town as to how many businesses have had cancellations following that announcement initially from the Secretary of Health in the United Kingdom?
So I'll remain in contact with our key source markets via the embassies. And in conversations with our tourism operators, our air access team, and others in the travel industry, we are getting regular updates. And obviously, until we know more about this variant, it is important that we stay calm and support our tourism industry as best as we can. I've now convened the tourism task team over this weekend to plot our next steps under the banner of containment, adjustment, and recovery. And we'll share details of our plans in the coming days. And Africa, this includes our domestic tourism campaign. As such, the anticipated decline in international tourism could contribute to more being invested now into products and packages that will cater to the domestic market. I've always said that our domestic market is our pillar of strength, and so therefore it will lead now to more product, service and experience focusing on our local market. We already know that local travellers make up the bulk of visitors to Cape Town. And a recent survey from our official destination marketing organisation, Cape Town Tourism, shows that there's a massive appetite for travel to the mother city. And so we will be focusing exactly on that. And so we, in the next few days, will launch our domestic market campaign focusing on locals and on South African travellers, focusing then especially on affordability and accessibility, without breaking the bank. We really need to now support our tourism industry as best as we can. We've already seen some cancellations coming in from accommodation, transportation, and flights, obviously, from our key source markets. And so therefore, our attention now turns to our domestic market. That's always been our pillar of strength.
What work, if any, that you know of that is happening at national level to try and obviously engage with those countries that are important source markets for Cape Town and the Western Cape? Durco indicating that the flights to the UK could resume as early as this week, but without further details on that being provided.
My information is that that will only be for British citizens. So yes, as many international experts and scientists now have strongly emphasized, though, you cannot lock out these variants through travel bans. And it is clear from data now emerging that this variant has already been found in a number of different countries around the world. We therefore plea that as rapidly as these countries have been imposing travel bans on us, they will be equally rapid in removing these bans as further data emerges as to their effectiveness and the dire cost to our economy. The time now, Africa, is for global solidarity in standing together to beat this virus. South Africa has played its part, and the rest of the world should reward us and not punish us for doing so.
Certainly a sentiment shared by President Cyril Ramaphosa during his address to the nation yesterday, where he spent a few minutes admonishing, for lack of a better word, the leaders of the various G20 countries who have gone against what was an understanding in that G20 meeting in Rome in October.
Yeah, so it's simple. Intensify vaccines rather than stricter restrictions that would cripple the economy. And our immediate concern now is the damage that these restrictions are causing to families, the travel and tourism industries and businesses. And we're all shocked and disappointed. And therefore, I also understand the leaders' desire to protect their citizens from this new variant, which led to their panicked imposition of travel bans. But it is important that sanity must now prevail and that we must follow the facts and not the fiction. And so that we must be very sure about how we tackle this going forward. And I appreciate Durko's position around this, as well as the president's pronouncements last night, given that cases have already been reported in other countries. And so it does seem illogical that it is only Southern African countries that are once again being singled out, and simply because our scientific team was able to bring awareness to this variant.
Thank you very much, Alderman James Foss, Mayoral Committee Member for Economic Growth at the City of Cape Town, responding, of course, to decisions taken by countries around the world to ban travel to and from South Africa. And Cape Town will most definitely be affected by those decisions following the discovery of Omicron, which is a variant that was first identified in South Africa.